There's a new method of fighting the unwanted emails known as spam that's said to be 100% effective. It's called Challenge Response and can cost as little as $10 a year. Boston Globe technology reporter Hiawatha Bray says it hinges on the human element.
Challenge response is based on the idea that when somebody you've never heard of before sends you an email, it doesn't automatically get dumped into your mailbox. Instead, that person gets a message back from a service that you've subscribed to that says, "We don't know who you are. Please click on a link inside this message, go to a website, and put in some information that convinces us that you are a human being and not a computer. Once we know you're a human being, we'll know you're not a piece of spam trying to get through, and then we'll let your messages go through."
And what about this promise that this actually is 100% effective? Do we believe that?
I don't know about 100%. I am using one of them myself called Mailblox. And I think I'd say 99.9%. I only say that because recently, very recently, I got a piece of spam. And I have no idea how it got through because these people aren't on my list. But other than that, it's been extraordinary. It just keeps this stuff from getting through. What it does is it takes all the messages and dumps them into a folder marked pending. If the person responds to the challenge that they got, that message is then removed from pending and put in your regular mailbox. But if it's spam, there's never a response. And after 14 days, the messages just vanish and you never have to look at them. It does work.
Because the idea is that a computer, which would be generating the spam, couldn't actually respond in the way that a human can. Is that right?
Absolutely. You go to a page where there will be some numbers written using a sort of stylized script. Then you are supposed to go to an empty space on the web page and type the numbers in that you are seeing in this little box. A computer can't do this, but a human being can. You read the number, you type it in, and that tells the system, yes, this is a human being. Let the mail go through.
Now, you've mentioned Mailblox. How many other challenge response systems are out there?
Well, there are a number of companies using them. In fact, it's been around for a while, but not used for this purpose. Give you an example. MSN has Hotmail, the free email service. They have long used challenge response every time somebody tries to sign up for a free account. In order to sign up for the account, they throw one of these challenge response things at you to make sure that the account is not being requested by a spam-generating computer. They've used it for that purpose. But to use it to filter out spam, that's relatively new. The biggest organization doing it is Earthlink. It's one of the major national ISPs. They have 5 million members. They have just started using this technology. They haven't really started promoting it yet, but already about 150,000 of their customers are using it. They're estimating that 2.5 million of them will be using it by the end of the year. Mailblox claims to hold the patent on the technology, and they're suing Earthlink, demanding some kind of licensing fee. We don't know where that's going, but there are a variety of companies that are trying to use this in various ways, just as a spam filter, and Mailblox and Earthlink are the best known.
I suppose depending on which side of the email equation you're on, whether you're sending it or receiving it, that notion that you have to actually respond and say, yes, I do want this email to go through, could be seen as a drawback.
It's a significant drawback, and one of the problems with challenge response arises because there are nowadays thousands of legitimate businesses that send out email for perfectly reasonable purposes, like sending people their credit card bills, for example. These guys are using automated systems a lot like spammers, and instead of getting their message through, they get this challenge response, and of course the computer doesn't know what to do with it. The companies that do this kind of thing are starting to launch education campaigns. They're telling their customers, if you use challenge response, you need to put our mailing address in your what's known as a whitelist. That's a list of addresses where the mail will automatically be accepted, no questions asked.
So that you actually do get the things that you actually want to get.
So you actually get the stuff that you want to get.
So in the end, Hiawatha, what do you think? Is this the solution to the spam problem?
It's going to help from the standpoint of individual users, but it's not going to completely solve the problem. Spammers are going to keep doing it because the basic design of email allows them to. Email was never intended to put limits on the number of messages you can send out per hour. It was never intended to require that you accurately identify yourself. You can put a fake address on an email, and spammers almost always do. That's why internet engineers are hard at work on a plan to actually change the way email works. Once that happens, spamming will be substantially reduced. Until then, I'm not sure anything will completely work.
Okay. Hiawatha Bray covers technology for the Boston Globe. Hiawatha, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.